Fast food is a term for food made quickly in a restaurant and served in a package. Everyone knows that McDonald's is the world's largest fast food chain. According to the company website, there are more than 34,000 restaurants in 118 countries. Those restaurants serve almost 70 million customers every day. In Fast Food Nation, a book about fast food in America, the author explains that when McDonald's opened in 1954, it was specifically aimed at children. In 1979, McDonald's started offering the Happy Meal. Nutritionists, however, are not happy with a Fast Food Nation. They blame restaurants like McDonald's for an increase in obesity. McDonald's response is that they are only providing what the customer wants. Unfortunately, it appears that the trend is to choose taste over nutrition. In 2008, New York was the first city to require fast food restaurants to put calorie counts on their menus. Now, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration wants nutrition information on all menus in chain restaurants. Could it really be so easy? When consumers see how many calories they eat, will they be wise enough to make the healthy choice? Well, the answer has surprised many people, from nutritionists to the restaurant owners themselves. It seems that, at least in fast food restaurants, the choice consumers make is not always the best one. What's the problem? A professor of health policy at NYU found that 54% of a survey group did notice the calories written on the menus. However, only one quarter of those customers said they then consumed fewer calories as a result. One food consultant has pointed out that people usually don't think of fast food restaurants as a healthy place to eat. As a result, they just don't pay attention. Still, restaurants like McDonald's have made an effort. What do you think happened when the restaurant started spending 1/6 of its advertising time on salads? Did customers realize they could get healthy food at McDonald's? Did they choose the salads instead? Nope. The salads made up only 2-3% of sales. Maybe it's just the consumer's fault. Another professor, this one from Duke University, also found that customers often made the wrong choice. When the menu included a mix of unhealthy, neutral, and healthy items, seeing the healthy foods was enough to make the customers feel good. Then they went ahead and made the unhealthy choice more often. Obviously, fast food restaurants like McDonald's are in business to make money. If customers want an unhealthy diet, the restaurants are ready to feed them.